Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with all kinds of great good news. Actually, here's something you don't hear all the time. The Republicans in Congress within the last 24 hours doing some very smart and constructive things. Really. Including some selections for leadership. We will get to that, but it's very reassuring and very much a step in the right direction. And I gotta say, hoorah! Well done, elected surviving Republicans after this disappointing midterms election. Oh, speaking of the disappointing midterms election, what a magical moment at Mar-a-Lago. That's alliterative. That's lovely. Magical moment at Mar-a-Lago. You've seen all the headlines about President Trump's basically enchanting speech last night. It was 108 minutes, and that's the actual speech. That doesn't count the moments of applause that he took and the tributes to him and when he brought Melania out and she got applause. It's question is, it's now so close to the election. 720 days. No, what's it? It's almost laughable. This has never happened before, where there is a formal campaign, an official campaign, which was launched last night, 2 years before the next election, 720 days. How long can the magic last? 1-800-955-1776. We'll take a look at some of the substance of President Trump's speech. They're talking about changing MAGA to MAGAGA, which is like, I guess, echoes Lady Gaga. It echoes the biblical monster, really, Magog, which is included in some books of prophecy. But it's MAGA because it's Make America Great and Glorious Again. We'll take a look at some of that glory. But first of all, it's always a good thing when World War III is postponed. I mean, it's just not happening. The announcement today, and it's from the Polish president. And, of course, since Poland was the country that was hit by those two stray missiles yesterday, you've got to take the Polish president's statement, I think, very directly. And what he said is that the stray missile that killed two in Poland and destroyed a grain processing plant is highly likely to have been fired by Ukraine. And that's also confirmed by Western leaders, including President Biden. This, of course, eases fears very dramatically of a World War III style escalation, where under Article 5 of the NATO Charter, there would be a requirement for the other NATO countries to go to war, if necessary, to protect Poland. The president of Poland says the blame still lies with Putin, whose rocket blitz sparked the air defense misfire. In other words, what it appears to be now is that Russia, as we all know, had sent more than 100 missiles to Lviv and even to the vicinity of Kyiv, the capital, and trying to wipe out infrastructure, to take away electrical service. And there are some reports that as much as 70% of Ukraine was denied electrical service because of these attacks. And the rocket blitz then sparked some air defense fire from Ukraine, and they have pretty good air defense equipment, thanks to the United States and the West. But they knocked down some missiles, and they were over Poland before they had reached Ukraine. Highly probable the rocket which hit Poland yesterday, killing two, was fired by Ukraine. The Polish president says no evidence the strike was deliberate, he added, and Russia bears ultimate responsibility for starting the war and sending this rocket attack. The Ludovine de Donner, who is the Belgian defense minister, said preliminary investigations by his security forces also indicate it was a Ukrainian missile, with Biden said to have told NATO leaders the same thing. That eases fears of escalation that could cause World War III, but underlines the growing, ongoing risk as the Ukrainian conflict continues. Volodymyr Zelensky had blamed it on Russian missile terror and is yet to concede the idea that it may be blamable on Russian missile terror, which he sent all over Ukraine, but that the specific fallen missiles, rockets that fell on Poland, even though they were a response to Russian missile terror, did not get fired by Russia. This is Biden telling a reporter yesterday that it's unlikely the missile was actually launched from Russia. This is clip four.
It's too early to say whether this missile was fired from Russia.
There is preliminary information that confess that. I don't want to say that till we completely investigate. But it's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, basically putting them off, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, of course, who speaks more authoritatively, General Lloyd Austin, had this to say, and this is today. This is clip 28.
We're still gathering information, but we have seen nothing that contradicts President Duda's preliminary assessment that this explosion was most likely the result of a Ukrainian air defense missile that unfortunately landed in Poland. And whatever the final conclusions may be, the world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
And why? Because they fired missiles, and a whole bunch of them, over 100 it says, against Ukrainian civilians. And Ukraine was trying to defend itself. On MSNBC, Richard Haass, who's president of the Council on Foreign Relations, said that he never believed Russia was directly the source of the missile attack that fell on Poland. This is what he had to say, 9.5.
But if you're going to do an intentional attack, if you're Russia, and you're going to risk taking on NATO, and by the way, Russia can't defeat Ukraine, why in the world would they take on NATO? It just makes zero sense. There's no way this, I thought, could have been an intentional Russian attack. I think the polls look studied, measured, which is what you want to look here. NATO looks good. Ukraine looks a little bit too hot. The idea that the Ukraine's saying this has to be a Russian, it almost looks as if they wanted this to be something more. So I think that's unfortunate, and that won't help their credibility. Look, I think the only other lesson I take from this is anytime you've got a hot war, stuff happens, to use Mr. Rumsfeld's comment. The danger of escalation is somehow implicit, the danger of accidents. And again, it's the reason you don't want to fly off the handle. When stuff happens, just get the facts and make sure you're responding to something that was actual and, if possible, intentional. You don't want to have inadvertent escalation here. So there's a little bit of a lesson when something hot is going on.
Okay, and the fact that it's cooled down, good for the United States, good for the world. Speaking of cooled down, is there fever heat excitement about President Trump's new candidacy? The kind of excitement that can last and continue to sparkle and burn for another 720 days? Well, Kevin Williamson, who's been deeply critical of President Trump, says, hey, look, he can actually win this thing and be elected president again. How? We'll get to that with Kevin Williamson coming up on the MedVed Show.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Michael Medved.
I like him. He's a good man. He's a good person. It's so interesting to hear that voice. We'll be hearing a lot of it 720 days away from the election, for which President Trump has already announced his candidacy. He did it last night. I actually watched the entire thing and then went back over and watched some highlights. We will talk about the exciting announcement of candidacy, which Trump had promised. And he sent out material that said this was going to be the most important speech in all of American history. Actually, it said what may be the most important speech, most significant address in all of American history. I mean, goodbye to the Gettysburg Address, goodbye to Roosevelt's Four Freedoms speech, goodbye to Kennedy's inaugural. really? By the way, if there are folks out there who were excited by this, particularly excited, let me know what you believe was the most exciting aspect of the speech. Because not to be too harsh, but listening to the 108 minutes of speaking was a long time, which was only covered, actually Fox News cut away from it. I was watching on C-SPAN, which is not what you want ideally. What was the most exciting aspect of that speech? 1-800-955-1776. I'll tell you what is exciting to me is the Senate Republicans voted this morning. They voted just hours ago to elect Senator Mitch McConnell as their leader over National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Rick Scott of Florida, who announced his desire to replace McConnell at an acrimonious conference meeting yesterday. And Rick Scott actually deserves a bunch of the blame for the Republicans underperforming, because he had wanted to put forward something that I think is basically a good idea, is a principles that Republican Senate candidates would unite around. And one of his principles was to raise taxes on poor people. And it's just wildly controversial. One of his principles was also to replace Medicare and Social Security, which was exactly what the Democrats were attacking at the end of the campaign. And there were very, very few senators other than Rick Scott who actually wanted that to be an issue or wanted to make that part of the agenda if the Republicans took over control of the Senate. Well, they didn't. And a large majority of GOP senators voted to elect McConnell after a motion backed by Senator Ted Cruz and other conservatives to delay the leadership election until after the Georgia Senate runoff. That resolution failed. They wanted to get the leadership taken care of. McConnell received 37 votes, while Scott received 10 votes. One senator voted present. We collectively, I think, had a good discussion about what happened in the election and what happens in the next election, McConnell said, after a more than three-hour meeting of the Senate Republican Conference in the old Senate chamber. I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve. He's been majority leader or minority leader, as he is now, for a very long time. It's 15 years, which is longer than anybody else has held that post. And Mitch McConnell, I think, is actually one of those people that it's very clear President Trump wants to replace him, and he has demanded the replacement of Mitch McConnell. But the truth is that the biggest accomplishments of the Trump administration were only made possible by Mitch McConnell. Getting those Supreme Court confirmations for Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett, getting those through the Senate took a brilliant tactician with very narrow Senate majorities to actually get that through. And he did it. And when it comes to the Trump tax reform, which actually lowered taxes on business and helped the economy, that was a very positive development that would not have been at all possible without Mitch McConnell and, yes, Paul Ryan, who helped to not only write the legislation but to get it passed. The story about Scott's last-minute challenge to McConnell It represented the toughest competition the senior Republican senator has faced for the top leadership job since he became Senate Minority Leader back in 2007. Senator Tom Cotton and Senate Republican Conference Chair John Barrasso of Wyoming nominated McConnell to serve another 2 years as GOP leader. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who just won a very tough re-election race against Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin, he was the one who nominated Scott. McConnell wound up winning by a comfortable margin, reports The Hill magazine, retaining the support of many GOP colleagues after he helped raise more than $300 million to help Republicans win back the Senate majority this election cycle. Two outside groups affiliated with McConnell, the Senate Leadership Fund and One Nation, spent $363 million on Senate races, according to a person familiar with their fundraising record, significantly more than what Scott raised as head of Senate Republicans' campaign arm. Scott and other Senate Republican critics of McConnell's leadership style argued the Kentucky senator failed to give voters a clear picture of what the Republican governing agenda would be if the party won control of the Senate. Well, that's partially because if you are telling people who are going to be casting their votes, hey, guess what? If we win, we're going to be debating getting rid of Social Security and getting rid of Medicare. I know, it was going to be replaced. But this is a wildly dangerous political strategy that McConnell was right to stay away from. Otherwise, there will be, if Herschel Walker wins his runoff, and he could, I'm not saying he will, but he could, they'll have 50 Republican seats, so they will have not net lost any seats. The big loss, of course, was the Fetterman campaign, and now, hilariously, there's a big piece in the New York Times about how the Democrats are looking for more Fettermans. So you want more drooling idiots, really, to represent you? This is all put into perspective of the presidential campaign. Because we'll have a countdown. We have only 720 days to go. So how is it that Trump is going to win? Kevin D. Williamson, national correspondent for The Dispatch, frequently a writer for Atlantic and more, has a column saying, yeah, Trump has a path to victory. So what is it exactly? We'll be talking about that to Kevin Williamson coming up on The MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A stray air defense missile suspected to be launched by Ukraine landed in Polish farmland on Tuesday. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Russia is to blame, even though they may not have set off the missile.
The world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
after receiving a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott. Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the Republican leader, even after the party says it underperformed during the midterm elections. Senator Mitch McConnell says he's not mad at the challenge, as anyone within the Senate is allowed to be the Republican leader.
I'm not in any way offended by having an opponent or having a few votes in opposition.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show. Kevin Williamson is the national correspondent for the Dispatch, and he's the author of the best-selling book, which we've covered on this show with Kevin before. It's called Big White Ghetto, Dead Broke, Stone Cold Stupid, and High on Rage in the Dark Woolly Wilds of the Real America. He has a column in the New York Times that's attracted a lot of attention, because it takes what is definitely a minority point of view. I mean, the news this morning after Trump's big announcement, 720 days before the election, the consensus appears to be he's going to have a very tough time winning this election. But Kevin, boldly in the New York Times, puts across the headline, Why Trump Could Win Again. And what is it that has gone so well for President Trump in the last 2 years, Kevin, that leads to the conclusion that he could win again?
Well, I don't think, politically speaking, the math is very complicated. He has really, really enthusiastic support from about, 35% of Republicans, but those 35% of Republicans make up the majority in a lot of primary states. And if he should win the nomination, most Republicans will vote for Cantatuna over a Democrat. So I think that while I don't think the most likely outcome is Trump being reelected president of the United States, I think that's still pretty unlikely for a number of reasons. It's far from impossible. And did I say impossible? Far from impossible. And maybe not quite as unlikely as people think it is. Trump's connection with the sort of really hardcore Trump element is very, very personal. It's not something that's going to be easily transferable to Ron DeSantis or any other Republican candidate. And if you end up with, a field like you had in 2016, where you've got a whole lot of candidates splitting up the vote, having consistent, reliable, predictable support from 30, 40, 50% of Republican primary voters might get you the nomination.
Do you think he actually helped himself get closer to the nomination by announcing so very, very early? I mean, nobody else has done that. It's 2 full years. So isn't this going to get a little bit tiresome after a while?
Well, I was tired of it in 2015, Michael. it's been a while. I think that he didn't do himself any favors with the announcement. It was, as I think you suggest, ill-timed. It also just wasn't a particularly impressive speech.
It was announced by the Trump. They sent out emails to the entire world saying this was going to be the most significant speech in all of American history.
Well, yeah, but he would send out that same email if he announced that Truth Social were going public, or he was bringing back, Trump's eggs or whatever it was. I have expected him to walk up to the microphone and say, "I'm switching to Geico," and then go away. But which would have been the best announcement of all imaginable announcements, I think. So yeah, I think. I wrote the column before the actual announcement, and I think that my estimate of his chances has gone down a little bit since the announcement because it was so weak. And you also have, his children weren't there, for example. Ivanka has announced that she's staying out of politics this time around. A number of the people who were his closer advisors are either sitting out this time around because they got burned last time, or may not be in a position to be influential in the campaign if they happen to be incarcerated or fighting incarceration, or if they happen to be fighting extradition from Venezuela or wherever they end up going. So, he's going to have a tougher time of it, I think, but we should not underestimate his connection with these people.
Absolutely not. It's always wrong to underestimate your political opponent, especially when he's beaten the odds before. But last night, I was struck by the fact that the Congress, of course, is busy lining up to serve and to deal with a lame duck session and then a new session where the Republicans are going to have control of the House of Representatives. Do you know how many members of Congress actually made it to the Trump announcement?
I don't. I was just thinking control is a strong word for what the Republicans are going to have in the House.
Right. Okay.
But I think... majority.
No, there was not a majority. There was one member of Congress who actually made it to the announcement. His name was Madison Cawthorn.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yes. Yeah,
yeah, and he's the only one. He lost in a primary, but he was there
a lot of folks have thought that the bad performance in the midterm was really going to be the last nail in Trump's coffin because a lot of these candidates that were close to him and he enthusiastically supported didn't win. But if losing an election were enough to take him off the scene, his career would have ended in 2018 or 2020 at the very latest. The idea that Trump is going to be taken out by an election in which he was not a candidate, I think it's really wishful thinking on the part of a lot of people. A lot of folks in the Republican, so-called establishment, including people who used to be close to Trump, and in some ways still are staying away for the moment. But we've seen this before. After January 6th, you had, Lindsey Graham and all these people saying, oh, this is it. This is the final straw. I'm done with this guy. And then, 2 weeks later, they're like, I'm not really done with this guy. And they are followers, not leaders, and they will go wherever the mob goes. And Trump is still the mob's favorite guy.
Okay, what I love in your column, and the column's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, is you talk about, in the Trump cult's theology, Mr. Trump is a god with a dual nature. He is simultaneously the macho, swaggering hero and the eternal victim at the mercy of the same powerful forces, elites, that his followers believe themselves to be victimized by. He said that he was a victim.
You read my column.
I must have, because he said three times, "I am a victim," and that's kind of an unusual place to start, but I think that your insight pegs it and predicts it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Trump's, it is kind of a weird thing where he's, you know, this untouchable tough guy, but, you know, oh, but the New York Times is very unfair to me, and this is the hardest thing of my life, or that, you know, National Review is very unfair to me, or that Jonah Goldberg is very unfair to me. And I think that, you know, this disconnect between him seeing himself as this kind of Olympian figure, but also this figure who's always getting hurt and treated unfairly and treated unkindly by people and institutions that really shouldn't matter. If you are this, you know, kind of swaggering God king as he presents himself as being. But I think that this identification between Trump and the Trump element is really based on that, that they feel that they are people who have been treated unfairly by the world, that they are humiliated and condescended to by various powerful people and institutions and whatnot. And Trump's appeal is not the fact that he promises to win elections or to wield political power in any kind of effective way, which he never really did, even though he was president of the United States for 4 years. His appeal is that he offers to inflict that humiliation on their enemies.
Which is a fascinating insight. Let me ask you very quickly, in the time we have left, you talked about the Democrats nominating a can of tuna against President Trump, and it doesn't matter. Republicans are going to vote for Republicans. Who do you think the most effective Democratic opponent would be if President Trump is the nominee? And who's the most effective Republican alternative?
Gosh, that's a tough question. On the Democratic side, I just assume the nominee, unless something happens to his health, is going to be Joe Biden. I think that the midterms will silence a lot of the critics in his party who thought that he was weighing them down and he was kind of a political millstone. It'll depend on what happens with inflation. Republican alternatives to Trump are really difficult to picture, other than DeSantis, who seems to have a kind of cultural resonance, because what it would take to be a good general election candidate hurts you in the Republican primary rather than helping you.
Kevin Williamson, Why Trump Could Win Again, is columns posted at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. There are a bunch of news items today with the beginning of the presidential campaign. And sorry, it is the beginning of the presidential campaign for 2024. Too soon, people say. Well, again, it takes people away from talking about the disappointments for the Republicans in the midterm elections. And the big news that you're hearing today is the Hill magazine website has a headline that says 65% in new poll say Trump should not run again. But you know what? I mean, President Trump would call that fake news. It's a little bit misleading. Let me just share that with you and what this really is about. A Politico Morning Consult poll showed that 53% of registered voters believe he definitely should not run, while 12% more say he probably shouldn't run. So the people who think he should probably definitely should not run or probably should not run, that comes to a total of 65%. Less than 20% of respondents said he should definitely run. Wow. While only 12% said he probably should, so that comes to 32%. But that's 32% of everybody. That includes Democrats. It includes independents. And yes, Democrats and independents get to vote, but I don't think President Trump is planning to do very well in building his candidacy based on Democratic voters. What he's based upon is, I'm going to win the Republican nomination. And a majority of Republican respondents in the Politico Morning Consult poll said they wanted Trump to run, with 61%, this is of Republicans, saying he definitely or probably should. Only 35% of Republicans said he should not run. What this goes to is exactly what Kevin Williamson was arguing about, which is that, right now, it's easy to scoff at Trump and to talk about the very, very somber tone, really, and it was a somber tone, emphasizing that America is in decline and that we have to make America great and glorious again. But you can look at that announcement of candidacy all you want. And the reality is that in a brand new poll, a majority of Republicans, and it's a big majority, think that Trump should run. Only 35% of Republicans say he shouldn't. That means that you've got two-thirds of Republicans, really, who are at least open to the idea of his candidacy. They actually want him to run among Republicans. The poll also showed that only 40% of the public in general views Trump favorably. That's worse than Biden. 58% of registered voters see Trump unfavorably. That's worse than Biden. That poll was taken recently. It's November 10th through 14th. With all of that going on, the question is, okay, how did Republicans respond to Trump's big announcement last night, this speech that was going to be the most significant speech in all of our history, which is a little bit audacious? And by the way, not that many people saw it. I mean, I've been talking about it because I had to go to a screening last night for an interesting movie in which, by the way, President Trump is a character. It's a film called She Said. It's actually about the expose of hashtag Me Too problems in Hollywood. And in any event, I watched the speech, as I mentioned before, on C-SPAN, which ran it in its entirety. Even in Fox News, they tuned out of it, and it wasn't featured on any of the networks. And in fact, on Fox News, tuning into Fox late at night, they were talking about, guess what, the border, not talking about President Trump's speech, where he also spoke to some great extent about the border. But this is a collage of a bunch of Republicans, including Mitt Romney, a senator from Utah. He'll be up for re-election next time. John Thune, who just got reelected almost 3-1 over his Democratic opponent, and Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. Listen, this is their reaction to Trump's announcement last night. Clip 22.
I think President Trump was an albatross on the electoral prospects of some of our candidates. It's clear that running on relitigating the 2020 election is not a winning strategy.
Currently, Ron DeSantis is the leader of the Republican Party, whether he wants to be or not.
Well, that's fairly strong. One of the things that was notable about the president's speech and all 108 minutes of it, and that I think is very much worth considering, is the fact that he didn't talk about stolen election at all. He did talk about changing the way we conduct elections, not recognizing that each state has to do this separately. It's not a federal responsibility. But he talks about no more paper ballots, no more early voting, only voting on election day itself, and requiring voter ID. Now, you can debate all of those changes, but again, you have to debate them on a statewide level. Speaking of which, this breaking news from the Wall Street Journal: Carrie Lake, the defeated Republican nominee for governor in Arizona, and she lost by about almost 20,000 votes. She is undecided on how to proceed after Katie Hobbs' win in Arizona governor race. Carrie Lake has not conceded the Arizona gubernatorial race and was undecided about how to proceed as of today, said a person familiar with the thinking. The Republican, a former TV anchor, ran a campaign closely aligned with President Donald Trump and repeated endlessly, in fact, his false claims of fraud in the 2020 election. This is the Wall Street Journal writing. On Wednesday, her campaign on Twitter called for a new election in the state's most populous county. You can't do that. The Associated Press projected earlier this week that Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs won the race. Carolyn Wren, a senior advisor to Ms. Lake, said the campaign had no update on her plans. How do you possibly get a state to order a new election in its most populous county? For goodness sake. On the Hill, they are reporting that Fox News last night briefly cut away from live continuous coverage of former President Trump's speech announcing his candidacy for president in 2024, while MSNBC gave the speech no live screen time. The network, which has shied away from covering Trump rallies and other events featuring him live since he left the White House, carried Trump's remarks for longer than any of the three major cable channels before it broke away. We're talking about Fox News now. CNN also carried Trump's remarks live, but they cut away after about 20 minutes to offer analysis from a political panel and fact checks of the various claims Trump made during his speech on issues ranging from energy to the results of the midterm elections. Part of what basically has been fact checked big time is Trump's claim that basically that he won all of the elections in which he played a role, and that he basically had won 252, I think he said, of the people that he had endorsed had actually been elected in the midterms. Look, it's one of those things where that's kind of giving a fairly easy target to fact checkers, don't you think? Coming up, we are going to share some highlights from the speech, which was billed as the most important speech in our history. And the world is booming, not necessarily economically, but baby booming, now over $8 billion. And many are asking, how is it possible that 8 billion people are going to sustainably be able to share this planet? We will talk about this with a population expert, somebody who's been writing meaningfully about this issue for a long time, Nick Eberstadt of the American Enterprise Institute. And more news about random stabbings that never get the same kind of attention as random shootings. Here and abroad, one daylight attack in a Target store in L.A. It's amazing and it's significant. Yes, it is, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.